ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்யாயஹ ஸ்மிருத்யதிகரணம் ஸ்மிருத்யனவகாஷ தோஷ பிரசங்க இதி சேத் ந அந்நியஸ்மிருத்யனவகாசதோஷப்ரசங்காத் இதரேஷாஞ்ச அனுபலப்தேஹே யோக ப்ரத்யுக்ததிகரணம் ஏதேன யோக ப்ரத்யுக்தஹ விலக்ஷணத்வாதிகரணம் ந விலக்ஷணத்வாதஸ்ய ததாத்மஞ்ச சப்தாத் அபிமானி வ்யபதேசஸ்து விசேஷ அனுகதிப்யாம் த்ருஷ்யதே தூ அசதிதி சேத் ந ப்ரதிஷேதமாத்ரத்வாத் அபீதௌ தத்வத் பிரசங்காத் அசமஞ்சசம் நது த்ருஷ்டாந்த பாவாத் ஸ்வபக்ஷ தோஷாச்ச தர்க்கா ப்ரதிஷ்டானாத் அப்யன்யதா அனுமேயமிதி சேத் ஏவமபி அனிர்மோக்ஷ பிரசங்கஹ சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹாதிகரணம் ஏதேன சிஷ்டா பரிக்ரஹ அபி வ்யாக்யாதாஹ போக்த்ராத்பத்யதிகரணம் போக்த்ராபத்தேஹ அவிபாகச்சேத் ஸ்யால்லோகவத் ஆரம்பணாதிகரணம் ததனன்யத்வம் ஆரம்பணசப்தாதிப்யஹ. So we are discussing how Vedantins defend against the Veda Abedavadis, Veda Abedavadis. And we said there will be 11 Shruti contradictions of Veda Abheda Vada that is accepted, and 9 of them are brought out here and 2 are elsewhere by Shankaracharya, and we completed 4 of them in the last class. Namely, the first one is Nirvikara Shruti Virodha, second one is Viravayatva Shruti Virodha, and the third one is Nityatva Shruti Virodha, and the fourth one is Satyatva Shruti Virodaha. Now let us see the fifth one. Samba Sivan has to mute. All those who have not muted your phone, please mute. The fifth one is Dvaita Nisheda Shruti Virodaha. If Dvaitam and Advaitam, they have got equal status, then the Shruti will give respect to both, because both of them are Satyam. Avayavam is as sacred as Avayavi, that we already taught. And if Dvaitam and Advaitam are same, the Shruti should have given equal regard to both. But what does the Shruti does? The Shruti ignores Dvaitam in different ways. One method the Shruti uses is, wherever Advaita Jnanam comes, Shruti says, whoever does have that knowledge will be liberated, will gain moksha. Jnana Adeva Kaivalyam. Whereas wherever Dvaita Jnanam topic comes, Shruti does not say any such statement at all. So wherever Shrishti, Stiti and all those topics come, they do not mention any prayojanam, any benefit, which indicates that Dvaitam is of lesser order of reality. We talked about the two orders of reality, the higher order, the Paramarthika Satyam, and the Vyavaharika Satyam of a lesser order of reality. And not only for Dvaita Jnanam, Prayojanam is not given, but Shruti criticizes those who have the leaning towards Dvaitam also. In the second chapter of Kathopanishad, first section, 11th mantra, we already saw this. Manasai vedam aptavyam neha nanasti kinchana mrityoho sa mrityum gacchati ya iha naneva pashyati. Plurality does not exist at all. And the one who perceives plurality as existing, what does he do? Goes from death to death. Mrityoho sa mrityum gacchati. If Dvaitam is as real as Advaitam, why should one has fear and get into Mrityu by seeing truth, by perceiving truth? Why should one fear Mrityu? Actually, in the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, fourth section, seventh mantra says, Yadakye vaishaye tasmin udaramantaram kurute atatasya bhayam bhavati tatveva bhayam vidusho manvanasya tadapyesha shloko bhavati. When a person makes even the slightest distinction to Brahman, then there is danger for him. That very same Brahman himself becomes the source of fear for him who makes a difference Veda and who does not reflect this. So even little bit of difference a person feels, even part whole difference, this is part that is whole, that kind of difference, even that if a person feels, he will have fear. So if a person says, Brahman is different, I am different, so if one has the Veda between himself and God, Brahman, that person does not know. Upanishads uses even derogatory words that such a person is Devanam Pashu. We saw it already in a previous section of the Upanishad. Shruti negates plurality explicitly. It is the most powerful vakyam here. So if Advaitam as also Dvaitam, if both of them are real, then Shruti should not negate both, but Shruti very vehemently negates Dvaitam. Neha Nanasti Kinchana, again second chapter, Kathopanishad, first section, 11th mantra. There is no duality at all. The very definition of truth is what? That which cannot be negated. Anything that is negated cannot claim to be satyam. In Kaivalya Upanishad also we have seen in the first section, first section, 23rd, 24th mantras. Na bhumirapo na chavannirasti na chanilomesti na chambarancha evam viditva paramatma rupam Uhashayam nishkalam advitiyam. For me, there is neither earth, nor water, nor fire, nor air, nor ether, na bhumihi apaha vannihi asti, na chanilomesti na chambarancha. So realizing the nature of Paramatman, the one who is in the cavity of the heart, who is without parts, evam viditva paramatma rupam guhashayam nishkalam advitiyam, without a second, the witness of all, beyond both existence and non-existence, such a person attains the very nature of Paramatman. Plurality is not there. And still more is Neti Neti Vakyam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which we have seen elaborately during those discussions. So by negating duality, the Upanishad negates Dvaitam. So if the world is taken as part of Brahman and real, then Dvaita Nishedha Shruti Virodha will come. And this is the fifth one. And thereby, Abheda or Advaitam is established positively here. And next is the sixth contradiction that we already listed is Sarva Vijnana Shruti Nishedaha. So if Advaitam and Dvaitam, and if Brahman and the world are equally real, let us say they are real equally, then by knowing one, others cannot be known because others independently exist as separate entity. And what exists as separate entity cannot be known by knowing one. If Veda is Mithyam, then Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam is possible. By knowing one, everything can be known if Veda is Mithya. This aspect of by knowing a single lump of earth, clay, you know all objects made of earth, all the parts and all the other things made of earth. So all changes are mere what? Words. Name only. Vacharambanam, Vikaro, Namadeyam. They are all only changes. Names and forms only. But earth is the reality. Earth means clay is the reality. It is extended that if you know a single thing made of earth, for example, a pot, then you know all things made of earth. Earth is only substantial. Other ones are name and form. The word pot is merely a name. The real object is clay. It is like this. By knowing, for example, a single lump of gold, you know all objects made of gold, whether it is bangle, ornaments, necklace, whatever it is, ring, anything. So all changes are mere words and name only. So also, in the case of Brahman also, all the creation are but name and form, with Brahman alone being the reality, which is the adhishtanam, ultimate support for all the products seen in the world, including all the jivas. This is the sixth one. And the next, the seventh one is Aikya Shruti Virodaha. If the world is taken as part of Brahman and Brahman as the whole, then Jiva can never be identical with Brahman. Jiva is a part of Brahman. Shruti says, you are Brahman. Partness is only Mithya. For example, in Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter, 8th section, 7th mantra, we saw, Aida Datmyam Idagum Sarvam Tat Satyam Sa Atma Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. That which is the subtlest of all is the self, Sa Atma, of all this. It is the truth, Satyam. It is the self, Sa Atma Tattvamasi. You are that. So here again, it is emphatically made clear that self alone is Brahman, showing that Brahman is not different from Jiva or Jagat. So any Veda Vakyam is against this truth that is established by this particular statement. And the eighth contradiction that we saw, we listed, was Jnana Sadhanatva Shruti Virodaha. Jnana Sadhanatva Shruti Virodaha. If the world is as real as Brahman, let us take, then Jiva is also like that, as real. And then Shariram also will be real. Punya Papa will be real. And then Samsara also will be real. The Satyam cannot be destroyed by Jnanam, this Satyam. Because Satyam, if they are all real, they cannot be destroyed by Jnanam. Satya Vastu cannot be negated by knowledge. If the snake is real, it cannot be negated by knowledge. Only rope snake can be negated, not the real snake. So if the world and the problems are Satyam, then no amount of Jnanam can remove worldly problems. Saitri Upanishad, again, second chapter, first section says, Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadesha Abhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman So Oshnute Sarvan Kama Ansaha. The knower of Brahman attains the supreme, Brahma with Apnoti Param. He who knows Brahman as the Satyam, as Jnanam and Anantam, infinite, Sohosnute Sarvan Kamansaha. He enjoys all desires along with the attainment of Brahman, the all-pervading Brahman. So with mere knowledge, the problems go. That means problems are mithya in nature. And the ninth one is Taskara Drishtanta Shruti Virodaha. Taskara Drishtanta Shruti Virodaha. Again, the quotation is from Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, 1st section, 6th mantra. It gives a story, actually. Suppose a person is accused of stealing something, those days. If he is accused of stealing something, it is not proved yet. He is accused. And he is brought to the king's court. And this person says, I have not stolen anything. And we have to find out whether the statement is right or not, wrong, whether he says the truth or not. So what they do, the person is asked to hold a hot iron rod. If his statement is false, then the hot iron rod will burn his hand. Still worse, he will be arrested also. Dahyate badyate cha, because of falsehood. There's a punishment for him. But if he says the truth, na dahyate atamuchyate. It will, the truth will insulate the person. He won't get burnt by the hot rod. So if he tells the truth, he will be freed also. And having said this much only, Chandogya Upanishad says, Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. That is a factual statement which will liberate you and will not burn you. Burn you with what? Adhyatmika, Adhidaivika, and Adhibaudhika. All those tapas, they won't burn you at all. Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. Tattvamasi is a fact. Abheda is a fact. Then Veda must be taken as Mithya or Anrutam. Mrutam is Satyam, Anrutam is Apasatatva. So thus, Taskara Drishtanta Srishti Virodha, the Shruti Virodha is also understood. Then the 10th contradiction is Asangatva Shruti Virodha. I said there are 11. So this is the 10th one. The Upanishad points out, this is Asangatva Shruti Virodha, Asangaha, no relationship. The Upanishad points out that Brahman is Asangaha. Asangoham, Asangoham, we already saw this Brahma Jnanavali Mala. So this occurs actually in the fourth chapter, third section of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Savam yesha yetasmin samprasade ratva charitva drishtvaiva punyancha papancha punaha pratinyayam pratiyonyadravatim swapna eva evasa sattatra kinchit pashyatim ananva gataha tena bhavati asangokhyam purushaha itim eva mevaitatnyagnya valkyam. So agam bhagavati sakasam dadami. So that's what Janaka tells Yajnavalkya. I'm going to give you 1,000 cows and all that. So that Atma is unaffected by whatever it sees in that dream state, in Swapnavastha. That Purusha, after enjoying and wandering in the dream state and merely witnessing the results of good and evil, remains in the state of profound sleep, enjoys sleep, and again hastens back in the reverse way to its previous condition. If the world is taken as part of Brahman and the world has got the same degree of reality, with all the guna doshas which belongs to the world also will become an integral part of Brahman, and Brahman will become Sangaha, not Asangaha, but Sangaha. It is like what? If there is some problem in Florida, we cannot say there is no problem in USA, because Florida is part of USA. So any problem anywhere will be the problem of United States, the whole country. Similarly, if the world is part of Brahman, as any state in the United States, the problem of the world will be the problem of Brahman. Similarly, if there is a wound in the finger, I cannot say I am not affected. So from this, what is clear now? If the world, the jivas, they are taken as an integral part of Brahman, all samsara belonging to all these will also belong to Brahman, which will contradict Brahmanaha asangatvam. Brahman is supposed to be asangaha, so that is going to contradict that. And the last contradiction that is addressed is, the 11th one is the corollary of the previous one, nirvisesham shruti virodaha. All shruti statements, the Veda statements, throughout this discussion, nirvisesha shruti is called. So those shruti statements which reveal Brahman without attributes as nirgunam Brahman, and there are several places where Brahman is presented as nirgunam, nishkalam, nityam, nirakaram, niranjanam, everywhere. Smriti also, it says, for example, if you take Lalita Sahasranamam, there are so many names of Amba which begins with ni. Nirvikalpa, nirbeda, nirvisesha, all those things are there, free from all kinds of attributes. And the most popular statement is presented in, again, 3rd chapter, 8th section, 8th mantra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That's a very popular mantra. We have seen that many times. Sahovacha, etadvaitate, aksharagargim, ramana, abhivadanti, asthulam, ananum, akhraswam, adirgam, alohitam, asneham, achayam, atamaham, avayu, anakasham, asangam, achakshushkam, ashrotram, avak, amanaha, atejaskam, apranam, amukam, amatram, anantaram, abahyam, natadashnati kinchana, natadashnati kachana. The Brahman has been defined as it is neither grass nor subtle, neither sharp nor long, nor glowing like fire, nor moist like water, neither reflection nor darkness, neither air or space. It is unattached. It is without taste, odor, without eyes, without ears, without tongue, without mind. It is non-effulgent, without vital, the prana, without mouth. It is without measure, without interior or exterior. It does not consume anything. It is not consumed by anything also. 23 items are listed here. And all of them are negated. Neti, 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 neti. The definition of Brahman is vividly explained in the 3rd chapter, 8th section of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That is repeated also in a brief format in Kathopanishad, also in the first chapter itself, first one itself, in the 3rd section, 15th mantra. Ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, avyayam, tatarasam, nityam, agandavachayatim, anadi, anantam, mahataham, param, dhruvam, nichayam, tan mrityumukhat, pramuchyate. The one who has realized that Atman, which is without sound, touch, form, decay, and also without taste, smell, beginning, end, beyond the Mahatattvam, the eternal and unchanging, is freed from the jaws of mrityu, death. So if the world is taken as part of Brahman, then Brahman will have all the problems of the world. So we should take world as of a lower order of reality, and all that lower order will not go for higher order of reality. That is Brahman. And so this is the higher order of life is Brahman, Paramarthika Satya. But with all these 11 contradictions and all, still our friends, the Veda Abeda Vadi, he does not leave. And he says, he can also point out many Shruti Virodhas in Advaitam also. Shankaracharya takes a few prominent Shruti Virodhas pointed out by the Veda Abeda Vadi. So first one he points out is, Drishtanta Shruti Virodha. Drishtanta Shruti Virodha. Which I have hinted actually before. The Upanishad gives three examples. When I say the example, you will know what it is. The example of the clay, gold, and iron in Chandogya Upanishad. So, Veda Abeda Vadi, he says, in all the three examples, the Karana Parinama Vada has been talked about. And from this, we should assume Brahman modification. Brahman modifies. And therefore, you cannot say the world is superimposed on Brahman, because Advaitin always says it's all adhyasa, superimposition. So he says it is not superimposition, it is Brahman modification into world. Actually, the modification on Brahman has taken place according to the Veda Veda Vadi. Advaitins say that the example should be taken to the extent possible only, and it should not be extended further. Here in this example, what happened? All the three. What are the three he has given? Clay, gold, and iron. All the three are what? They are all achetana jada vastu. They are insentient objects. Since jada drishtanta is given, example of jada vastus are given, you cannot say Brahman is jada. Veda says Brahman is chetanam. You should not take parinama modification part of the example, because Brahman is nirvikara. Brahman cannot undergo change, that we all agree. So from the drishtanta, from the example, we have to take the karana karya aspect only, and we should not take the jada or parinama aspect. That is our answer to that. And if you take karana karya amsha, what happens? It will only mean adhishtana adhyasa sambandha only it will be. Brahman is adhishtanam, world is adhyasam. So drishtanta shruti virodha is not there because of that. And the next, so take the example to the extent where it should be applied, not just the extent wherever. And the next chart they make, Abedavadi brings is Karanatva Shruti Virodaha. The first one was Drishtanta Shruti Virodaha in the example itself. Here Karanatva Shruti Virodaha in the Karana, the cause. He says, O Advaitin, you say Brahman is Nirgunam and Satya. Okay. Therefore it is a Karana. It cannot modify to produce an effect. Brahman cannot modify because it is Satyam and all that you are telling. Therefore, according to you, Brahman is Karya Karana Vilakshana, because it is not Karanam also. It is not Karyam also. So Karya Karana Vilakshana should be different from those two. Anyatra Dharmat, Anyatra Adharmat, Anyatra Asmat, Krita Kritat, we already saw in Kathopanishad. This is your argument. And you also say the world, really speaking, is not a karyam. Who says? The Veda Vedavadi tells Advaitam. You also say the world, really speaking, is not a karyam, the effect, and the world is eternally existing in vyakta and avyakta form, manifest and manifest condition, all the time eternally exists. So according to Advaitam, Satyam Brahman cannot produce mithya prapancha. Satyam Brahman cannot produce mithya prapancha. Satyam Brahman is not karanam, is not the cause to produce mithya prapancha. Therefore, no karana karya sambandha is possible between Satyam Brahman and mithya prapancha. That being so, how would you explain the Shruti in which Brahman is presented as karanam, is their question. In the second sutra, Brahma Sutra itself, Brahma Karanatva has been brought out. Janmadya Seyataha. Actually speaking, we do not say that Satyam Brahman produces Mithya Prapancha at all. We do not say Satyam Brahman produces Mithya Prapancha. The mechanism is like this. Mithya Prapancha always exists. And during Pralayam also Mithya Prapancha exists. Satyam Brahman need not produce Mithya Prapancha. Satyam Brahman cannot produce Mithya Prapancha also, because Mithya Prapancha ever exists. Even during Pralaya Kale, in what form? In avyakta form, in unmanifest form. So the world was there in unmanifest form and comes into manifest form during Srishti, during creation. When it is Vyakta Rupam, it is called Prapancha. When it is a manifest form, it is, we call it Prapancha, world, universe, and all that. And the world is in Avyakta Rupam, in dormant condition, unmanifest condition, it is called Maya. And world is Mithya. Maya is Mithya. Very same world is in Avyakta Rupam, in unmanifest condition, is Mithya. Between Maya and Prapancha, there is only Vastu Beda. One being in manifest form, another in unmanifest form. That is all. It is exactly like ice and water. Advaitin says, Avyakta Maya alone becomes Vyakta Prapancha, which alone goes back to Avyakta Maya Avastha again. Really speaking, Avyakta Maya is the seed of the universe, which is Mithya. So what is really Karanam is Maya. Maya is the Karanam. Prakriti is another name for Maya. We are familiar with Prakriti. It was called Pradhanam in by the Sankhyas. So during Pralaya, Maya is there in Avyakta form, unmanifest form. Maya is Mithya, and Mithya is non-different from Satyam. Karanatvam status of Maya is seen in Brahman. Maya evolves itself into Prapancha. It is our superposition. Karanatvam status of Maya is seen in Brahman. Maya evolves itself into Prapancha. Karanatvam of Maya is transferred to Brahman for teaching purposes, to make people understand. Finally, should be negated also. So Brahman is Karanam, means what? Brahman is Satya Adhishtanam of the Mithya Maya, which is Karanam for all the Karya Prapancha. For all the Karya Prapancha of the universe, the Maya, the Mithya, that is a Karanam. Therefore, until the real Brahman is revealed, Brahman is told as Karanam. Until only Jnana Samaya, at the time of Jnanam only, Brahman is revealed, Brahman is understood. Self-knowledge. And the next Shruti Virodha pointed out by the Veda Vedavadi is Veda Purva, the prior portion of the Purva Bhaga Veda, that reveals Dvaitam, that will prove to be invalid if we talk about Advaita. Because the Veda Purva Bhaga talks about Dvaitam, then that will become invalid if we talk about Advaitam. So Brahma, Satyam, Jagan, Mithya and all, if you talk about them, it will falsify Veda itself. How can you falsify Veda? Veda cannot be falsified. This is not acceptable. Then Shankaracharya strongly criticizes that the Purva Paksha is maybe a Bauddha in disguise. He goes to that extent of criticizing him. He must be a Buddhist. Shankaracharya criticizes him like that. Now Shankaracharya gives the reply. If you say that for Advaitin Karmakanda becomes Apramana, it is not Pramanam, and he knows Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, because Advaitin knows Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, then for those Advaitin Karmakanda becomes Apramanam, we say it is perfectly fine. For a person who is a jnani, where is karma for him anymore? Karmakanda becomes, and it is not necessary for him anymore. It is not relevant. So it is apramanam for him, because he has gained knowledge. There is no need for anybody to tell through karma one can get moksha. Already he is in moksha. He is perfectly fine. For the jivan mukta, karmakanda is apramanam. And even though it is apramanam for jnanis, but for all the others, karmakanda is very much valid, and it is a pramanam. Till a person gains knowledge. So chittasya shuddhaye karma. Chitta shuddhi is very much needed. For that, karma anushtana cannot be bypassed at all. In fact, throughout the Veda, it is like that. Any portion of the Veda, if you take, it is relevant for total humanity. A particular portion of Veda is relevant for a particular portion of humanity alone. And some other thing will be valid for some other people. So all humanity, all sections are all covered. For example, if you talk about Putra Kameshti Yajna, the person who wants to get a child, a male child, he is going to Putra Kameshti Yajna. That is relevant to whom? For those people who have no children or who want to get a Putra. It is irrelevant for those people who have already children. In the same way, karma is prescribed for Brahmachari. It's not relevant for Grahasthas. Those for Grahasthas, those karmas prescribed for Grahasthas are not relevant for Brahmachari and Sannyasi. So what is prescribed for sannyasins are not relevant for grihasthas and brahmacharis. Therefore, Shankaracharya's contention is what? He says, any part of Veda is relevant for some and not relevant for some others. In the same way, any yaga, any yajna, for getting copious rain, for example, you want to get a lot of rain, you do some yajna. That is not relevant for which region? For example, the Brahmaputra region, where there is no need to stop the rain. Always it rains. Chirapunji and all those places, lot of rain. However, the yaga for getting the rain, it is relevant for many other places where there is no rain. So those people who have deha abhimana, body identification, for them karmakanda is pramanam. It is pramanam for all ajnanis. Deha abhimanis, they are all ajnanis. For all of them, karmakanda is pramanam. For jnani who has claimed atmaswarupam, karmakanda is not relevant to him at all. Because he is reveling in atmaswarupam. Even though jnanis and ajnanis live together, karmakanda is relevant for ajnanis and jnanakanda is relevant for jnanis. So Vedas become even aveda for advaitins. We already read that this thing from earlier in the last class. Vedaha aveda bhavan. Veda becomes aveda for advaitins, jnanis, who have gained jivan mukta status. Not for the Vedas. And the next shruti virodha they bring out is pratyaksha pramana virodha. Pratyaksha pramana virodha. You talk of advaitam, etc., but I don't see advaitam any time. This is what the Veda Vedavadi tells, charges advaitin with. He says, advaitin, you talk about advaitam, but I don't see advaitam any time at all. On the other hand, the sense organs, they all reveal what? Dvaitam only. Because everything is pratyaksham. I am seeing the world. We don't say pratyaksha is irrelevant from the standpoint of deha abhimana. Advaitin never says pratyaksha is irrelevant from the standpoint of deha abhimana. Vyavaharika satya we can call. From the angle of Vishwa, the waker. The Vishwa, Pragya and all that thing. Aikaranyagarbha, Taijasa, all that thing I have told earlier. So from the angle of the waker, the pratyaksha pramanam is irrelevant as long as one is in the waking state. One who is identified with dream sarira, dream state, or for Taijasa, who is in dream world, the dream sense organs only are pramanam, not the sense organs in the waking state. He has to have dream sense organs. And if he is traveling, he will use dream sense organs, and for Taijasa, Swapna pratyaksham is relevant. Even if he is traveling in Swapna, he is going to use dream sense organs only, and Swapna pratyaksham only is relevant for him. But for the Pragya, the pratyaksha of the waking, as also the pratyaksha of the dream state, are not at all relevant for him. He is in deep sleep. For him, they are not relevant at all. That is why Advaitin says, as long as you do vyavahara in the vyavahara in this world, transactions in the world, you operate with the body. Body is relevant. The world is pramanam. World is also real. As long as you are in vyavahara, transaction of the world, all things that exist in the world are all real in vyavahara state. It is called vyavaharika pramanyam. They are all real. Advaitin very readily accepts all that. Advaita vakyam is pramanam only when you raise yourself to advaita status and cross over from vyavahara status to paramarthika status. From vyavaharika satyam status to paramarthika satyam, when you come, then only they become relevant. When you forget the body and identify with Brahman, the adhishtana, only then it is. From deha abhimana drishti, as long as you have identification with the body, the jagat and all that, dvaitam is satyam. And from deha abhimana rahita drishti, without deha abhimana, dvaitam is mithya and Brahman alone is satyam. Therefore, pratyaksha is pramanam from deha abhimana drishti. And the last question is, he says, you say, you Advaitin say, that Brahman alone is satyam and the whole world is mithya. Superimposed on Brahman. That's what you say, you Advaitin say. The whole prapancha is mithya, adhyasa. That's what you say. If that is true, what about Vedanta Shastram itself? Is it Mithya or Satyam? Is Vedanta Shastram, Vedas, is it Mithya or Satyam? For that we say, anything other than Brahman is Mithya. Anything other than Brahman is Mithya. Even Ishvara is seen as Mithya. What about Shastram? Shastram also is Mithya. Then he asks, how can Mithya Shastra reveal Satyam Brahma? Because you are talking about all these Brahman, because from scriptures you say Shastra Apaurishaya, all that thing Vedas Apaurishaya, you say all that is Apaurishaya Jnanam, because it says that, so you have to believe all that you are telling. Then he asks, how can the Mithya Shastra reveal Satyam Brahman? Father Shankaracharya gives two answers. He quotes a vakyam from Chandogya Upanishad. For example, when a person is doing a kamya karma, he does some yaga or something, expecting some result. It's a kamya karma. And in between, this person sleeps. Because many times, many of these karmas, they extend for several days, months also. Sometimes even years also. Brahma Sutra Yaga and all, they used to do for thousands of years. So when during that time, when he is performing this yajna, he sleeps. Such a person sleeps. And during the sleep, he dreams also. And in the dream, what he sees? He sees a sumangali woman, a lady who is married lady, a sumangali with all the sumangalyam. He sees her in the dream. The dream, when it happens, when he is doing a particular karma, a kamya karma he does. And in the middle of the karma, he slept. And during the sleep, he gets a dream like this. Sumangali Upan comes. Many times when we sleep also in the class. Then the Shastra says that Kamya Karma is blessed. Shastra says that. The Kamya Karma is blessed. In the 5th chapter, 2nd section, 8th mantra of Chandogya says, the ritual will be a successful ritual. Whatever he has the sankalpa for gaining because of that karma to gain during this, because of the ritual, it will be blessed. Tadesha Shlokaha. Yada karmasu kamyeshu striyagum swapneshu pasyanti samriddhim tatra janiyat tasmin swapna nidarshane nidarshane striyagum swapneshu pasyanti. If a person sees a stri, as among the stri, yada karmasu kamyeshu, when he is doing the kamya karma, samriddhim tatra janiyat, he gets all the things he wants. The success of the karma, karma is done when? During jagrat avastha, when he is in the waking state, karma is done. And the karma, then the success should belong to what? Should belong to the Jagrat Prapancha only, in the waking state. So this Jagrat Prapancha Phalam, whatever benefit a person is going to get in the waking state, that is revealed when? In Swapnam, which is Mithya. Swapna is considered Mithya. So it gives the Phalam of what a person will achieve during the waking state as a result of this karma, because he has seen this particular thing. This is the Shastra says this. A Mithya Swapna is able to reveal Satya Karma Phala. And if you say it is wrong, then you are negating Shruti. If he says, if the Veda Veda Vadi says that this is wrong, then he is negating Shruti, because the Shruti Vakya. So this is a positive example. And then a negative example also is given in Aitreya Aranyaka, in the 3rd chapter, 2nd section, 4th mantra, Purusham Krishnam Krishna Dantam Pashyati Sayenam Hanti. Purusham Krishnam Krishna Dantam Pashyati Sayenam Hanti. Suppose another person, he also dreams. And in his dream, he sees a person. And who is that person? He is a Purusham Krishnam. He is a dark person. He sees. And not only the person is dark, this person also Krishna Dantam Pashyati. All his teeth are also very dark. So a dark person with dark teeth. So if he sees a person like that, that Swapna indicates Maranam, death. Sayenam Hanti. It is Jagrat Marana Suchaka Swapna. A person will die during the waking state. It is indicated by this Swapna, this dream. So that person will die soon. That's what Shastra says. So Jagrat Maranam, death in the jagratavastha in the waking state is revealed by mithya swapna according to shruti itself. If that is possible, mithya shastra can happily reveal satyam brahma also. Actually, this is a very very elaborate topic. Shankaracharya discusses in detail. This is the first answer. I said he gives two answers, the first answer. And the second, he gives another example also, Shankaracharya gives. This is often quoted by later acharyas also. It's a very interesting example. Now we have got, for example, alphabetical letters. They are there in all languages. Alphabetical letters are there. They are all what? They are shabdas. There are sound forms. We know shabda has no form, the sound. But what we have done for the sake of communication, for every sound, we have a written form. In every language, whether it is Telugu, Kannada, Hindi, Sanskrit, Tamil, English, whatever may be the language, the alphabetical sound has got akara, the form which we know what form looks like. Therefore, ekaika shabdasya api akaraha drishyate, a form is seen, is attributed to every letter. And this form really does not belong to this sound. Sound is the original one. We have put a form. Does it belong to the sound itself as is? No, a form is only imagined by us. It's a superimposed akara form, which does not belong to the sound at all. Therefore, the akaraha, a sound, is called rekakshara. It has got a name called rekakshara. Rekakshara means an alphabetical letter in written form. Reka means writing. So line and all that thing, drawing. Now our question is whether akaraha is satyam or mithya. That's an interesting question. This akara, this rekakshara and all that, is it satyam or mithya? Shankaracharya argues, since the sound does not have any akaraha, any form, whatever form you attribute to any alphabetical letter, it is all mithya rekakaram only. According to Shankaracharya, this is your imagination. You have attributed a form to any alphabetical letter. For sake of communication, whatever it is, they are all mithya rekakaram only. Therefore, whatever is written in a book, they are all mithya rekakaram only. Every letter that we read from a book, they are all mithya rekakaram only. And Shankaracharya argues, even though rekaksharam is mithya, that mithya aksharam is able to reveal what? Satya shabdaha, the real shabda. It is able to reveal a sound which is not imagination. The sound you hear, the letters are imagination that you write in your form, because each language writes in different forms. That is why it varies from language to language. It's very interesting. Most students, for example, in our classes also, may not know Devanagari Sanskrit script. Some people may know, some people may not. But they can write only maybe very, very slowly also, even if they know. Therefore, whenever I use the word, for example, Parinamavada, whatever it is, some people may write it in Kannada, some people may, like, if they are in the habit of taking notes. These days, people don't take notes. Those days, when I used to listen to class, I could take not of notes. So, you can write in Kannada, whatever is the mother tongue, or the language familiar to them. Some people may write in Tamil also, with all the problems of the Swaravedas. So, the sound Parinamavada is one. But the sound Parinamavada, when you say, that sound is only one, for regardless of language. But we have different forms in which it is written depending on the language. From that, it is very clear that on one sound, there is superimposition of many forms. Different people use different forms in writing. And all of them are therefore mithya. And even though all of them write in different mithya rekaksharas, all of them reveal my word, the sound Parinamavada, which is satya. And therefore Shankaracharya says, anruta rekaksharat satya shabda pratipattivat anruta shastrat satya brahma pratipattihi naiva doshaya bhavati. There is no dosha attributed to that, because anruta, because of the mithya rekaksharas, satya shabda is revealed. Same way, Andhrita Shastrat, Mithya Shastrat, Satya Brahman can be definitely revealed. There is no dosha at all. There is no problem at all according to Shankara. Therefore, what's the conclusion? Tad Ananyatvam. We should not forget that. Arambanadikarana, first sutra started with Tad Ananyatvam. We are talking about that. So, Tad Ananyatvam should be Tad Adhyastatvam only and not Tad Avayavatvam. It is not part, it is Adhyastatvam, superimposition one. Ananyatvam means that. That is, Advaitins interpret Tad Ananyatvam as Tad Adhyastatvam, means that the world is Mithya and is superimposed on Brahma. And Shankaracharya very critically analyzes the interpretation of Veda, Vedavada also. And they say the world is as real as Brahman. Now Shankaracharya has indirectly analyzed Visishtadvaita system, because at that time Veda, Vedavadis were there. Visishtadvaitam, the way we know, is after Ramanuja. And also, which is also Veda, Vedavada, close to that. So in addition, Shankaracharya pointed out several Shruti contradictions also between Veda, Vedavada and Advaitam and all that. Even though he talks about the drawbacks of Visishtadvaitin, Veda, Vedavadis and all that, a staunch Visishtadvaitin never agrees with the strong criticisms of Advaitin. Even though he talks about, Shankaracharya talks about the drawbacks of this, he's still not, they are not agreeing with that. Well, Sankhya, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, all those philosophers, they are all confined to books only these days. Whereas Visishtadvaitam, Dvaitam, they are all live religions even today. All the other darshana, Sankhya, Nyaya, Vaisheshika and all that, they all have become philosophy confined to books only. But this is a living religion. Therefore, we should remember all arguments have not convinced the Visishtadvaitam. And he has become more vehement about Advaitam also. The debate between Advaitam and Visishtadvaitam continue as to which has the full support of Shruti, Sutra, Anubhava, all of them. Both the systems have been parallelly coming hand in hand and none is able to come to a final decision. Both the system bring out Shruti support also. And how to break the tie and find out a tie breaker between Visishtadvaitam and Advaitam and all that. Both of them claim that their gods have certified their own system. Which one I have to accept? Unfortunately, we cannot accept both. It means I have not understood either. The basic tenets between the two systems are different. In Dvaitam, Visishtadvaitam and Advaitam, all three are based on Vedanta systems only, supported by Shruti, Yukti, Anubhava, all three. Dvaitam says world is different from Brahman and world is as real as Brahman. Visishtadvaitam says world is part of Brahman and is also as real as Brahman. Advaitam says world is superimposed by supported by Brahman and less real than Brahman. Since the fundamental tenets are different, the acceptance of one results in the rejection of the other two. So what is the tiebreaker now? All the three are live systems existing today. Everything Advaitin does, Dvaitin does, Dvaitin does, and everything Advaitin does, Visishtadvaitin also does. The tiebreaker is your own intellect. In the case of every human being, his intellect alone can be the guiding factor. It should be intellect, not blind intellect. It should be informed intellect. All pramanams can support. Shruti can give its data. Anubhava can give its data. Logic can give its data. Each data has to be processed by the intellect. And it is the intellect that has to decide what system you decide to choose among the three systems that are life systems today. My intellect has to be convinced. Your life is governed by your own buddhi. All our shastras, they uniformly say, never be the intellectual slave of any of them, whether it is Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhvar, any of them, any religious leader. Be independent in your intellect and be intellectually honest. You can take guidance from all of them and you have to analyze yourself. An intelligent human being is guided by one's own intellect. If it is a question of achara, for example, intellect need not be used. One can, one need not go by your intellect, you can follow the Acharya. Or whatever Acharya you want to follow, any mat or any organization, one is associated with Acharyas. Even vocabulary, one can choose what one Acharya says. One can follow tradition in all other matters. But in teaching, go by your own intellect and ask the question which convinces you. For that, of course, a lot of knowledge is needed. One has to do enormous homework. After all the agreement, you come to the conclusion that Visishtadvaitam is good and acceptable. And if you are convinced of that, go by that. In such cases, the view of Advaitin's attitude towards anyone for accepting any other system will be what? He does not look upon Dvaitam and Visishtadvaitam or opposed to Advaitam. That is what a true Advaitam will be. Advaitam will be. He will not look upon them as opposed to Advaitam. On the other hand, Advaitin will claim that Dvaitam and Visishtadvaitam always promote Advaitam also. They are the means to come to Advaitam, even though he rejects both of them at the end, at the Paramarthika level. At the Vyavaharika level, they all have to be accepted. He accepts both of them as the means. Finally, to go to Paramarthika Satyam, namely Advaitam. Why Paramarthika Satyam? He has to escape cycle of birth and death, get Jnana Deva Kaivalyam. He will get out of this cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, he will go to lot of Nirokas. In the Vishnu Advaitin, all the seekers are categorized at three different levels. In all the systems, there are Manda Adhikaris, Madhyam Adhikaris, Uttam Adhikaris, in all the systems. One is a good student, another is a better student, another is the best student. In every system, these things exist. For example, Dvaitam may be a means of converting a Manda Adhikari to Madhyam Adhikari, a Madhyam Adhikari to Uttam Adhikari. They all can do, all of them have the ability to do that. Dvaitam and Visishtadvaitam beautifully convert all these people to Uttam Adhikaris also. Who will have the intellectual will without any protest or resistance to understand the Paramarthika Satyam at the end. Visishtadvaitam Dvaitam will bring everyone, a person. Initially, they give Sagunam Brahman to the platform of Nirgunam Brahman ultimately. Sagunam, actually, at the Advaita Avastha, there is some quotation I forgot. It says Dvaitam is really beautiful and much more wonderful than even Advaitam itself after getting Advaita Avastha. Sagunam is rejected as an end, but it is accommodated as a means. And one may follow Sagunam as Visishtadvaitins do and come ultimately to Nirgunam Brahman also. So, whereas Dvaitins and Visishtadvaitins reject Advaitam totally. The means is also Sagunam Brahman, end is also Sagunam Brahman, and therefore Advaita in the form of Nirgunam Brahman is totally rejected. These are all Vedas among them. But for Advaitin, both are accepted as Sagunam Brahman is only the means. If one says, I accept Visishtadvaitin or I accept Dvaitam, Advaitins will say it is wonderful and will not reject. And we ask him to continue in the same pattern and finally we'll come to the Advaita Avastha Paramatri Satya. Whether it is in this Janma itself possible or future Janmas, whatever it is. So, Tad Ananyatvam, you take as Tad Avayavatvam. Even if you take it, it is okay, Advaitin says, at the Vyavahara level. So this idea, Gaudapada, he brings this in Mandukya Karika, in Advaita Prakarana, the 16th mantra. Ashramaha trividahinam apyamotkrishta drishtayaham upasanopadishteyam tadartham anukampaya. On the basis of different degrees of intellectual capabilities, such as lower, middle, manda, madhyama, uttama adhikaris. Life itself can be divided into three stages. The scriptures, out of compassion and consideration, has taught this method of worship for discipline, for the benefit of all those people. Ultimately, one has to come to this particular Paramarthika Satyam level for getting permanent liberation, permanent release from cycle of birth and death, moksha. That is what is stated there. So with this, we conclude the Arambana Sutra. Vacharambana, that Arambana is that Arambana. Now let us go to the next sutra of Arambana Adhikarana. The small sutra, Bhavecha Upalabdehe. Bhavecha Upalabdehe. The argument began actually in Sutra 14, the previous sutra, Tadanyatva Sutra, as to how it follows that the effect the world is inseparable from its material cause, namely Brahman. That is continued here also. And the following sutra, they also convey the same idea that Brahman is Karanam, world is Karyam, and the world, the Karyam, is not different from Karanam Brahman. This is the topic discussed in this and also in the following sutras. Now, Vyasacharya gives further supporting arguments here. So let us do a general analysis here briefly. Here, Vyasacharya gives further supporting arguments and he says, Karyam, the effect, is non-different from Karanam, the cause. If Karanam and Karyam were two separate entities, I would experience them separately and experience one even without the other. For example, if I have take, let us say, this pencil and this pen, or pencil and some cup, or whatever it is, the clip and a watch. You can experience the clip without the watch, and the watch without the clip. We know of the two, one is different from the other. When you come to the pot and clay, we say pot is not separate from clay. We can never talk about an independent existence of the pot. If pot can independently exist, even after the removal of the clay, pot is, the isness of the pot belongs to what? It's clay. The pot cannot separately exist from the clay. You cannot have a separate perception of the pot. This means whenever you perceive, whether you like it or not, you perceive the clay. Pot perception presupposes clay perception. Since the existence of the pot and the perception of the pot are possible only in the existence and the perception of clay alone. And we conclude that the pot is not separate from the clay. Now try to look at the wave without the perception of the ocean. Both the existence and perception are dependent on the existence and perception of the ocean. This is the argument given here. Now let us give the word analysis of this sutra. Simple sutra. Upalabdehe. Because of the existence, upalabdehe means because of the existence, and because of the existence and perception of the effect on the karya. During the existence and perception of the cause, and the effect is not separate from the cause. Now look at the significance of the words. Bhave, bhave means during the existence. Bhave cha upalabdehe is the sutra. Bhave means during the existence. Only during the existence of the cause, the effect exists. Only during the existence of the clay, the pot exists. Then you have to add, Karana upalabdhau upalabdhau evam. Upalabdhau evam. Only during the existence of the cause, the effect can exist. Only during the existence of the cause, the effect can exist. Cha means conjunction, joining these two, upalabdehe. You supply karyasya upalabdehe and also karyasya bhave. So only during existence of cause, the effect exists. Because of these two, karyam is not separate from karana. It is not separate from the cause. Now Shankaracharya gives another reading for this sutra also. So bhavadcha upalabdehe. Bhave upalabdehe or bhavadcha upalabdehe. First we see the general analysis reading. So Vyasacharya says, the non-separateness of the effect from the cause is proved by pratyaksha pramanam itself. Pot is never separate from clay. Cloth is never separate from the thread. Wave is never separated from water. Because by pratyaksha pramanam itself, this idea is proved. You don't require shastra or anumana pramanam at all. So it says, here, bhavadcha upalabdehe. Now the word analysis. Bhavad means because of the evidence. Upalabdehe means of the evidence of the pratyaksha pramanam. Cha means also. Then we have to complete the sentence. The effect is not different from the cause. That is why Vedanta says, to perceive the world, you have to perceive Brahman. Whether you like it or not, you all the time perceive Brahman. It is ever evident, which is proved. For example, whenever you see a thing, two things happen. When you see a clip, you come to know of the awareness of the clip. And then you talk about the existence of the clip. The awareness and existence both belong to Brahman. The awareness and existence are Sat and Chit. The existence Sat, awareness Chit. are Brahma Darshanam. And Nama and Rupa are the world Darshanam. They are the world, Nitya. We see Brahman all the time. Nama Rupa Prapancha is not separate from Brahman. Experience the world without the Sattarchit, never possible. You can never experience the world without Sat Archit. Never possible. Pratyaksha Pramanam proves that world is not separate from Brahma. That is the conclusion drawn from this sutra also. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Parasamaheshwara Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Shri Krishna.